Nolte, far-left LA Times, Washington Post losing tens of millions annually. By John Nolte on January 19, 2024. The far-left Washington Post and Los Angeles Times are losing tens of millions of dollars annually. Teehee. After decades of spreading bias, lies, conspiracy theories, and political violence, the chickens have finally come to roost at these dreadful publications. A new report saying billionaire Patrick Soon-Shiong has sunk hundreds of millions of his own money into an unprofitable Los Angeles Times underscores how desperate the news industry is to chart a plan for survival in the digital era, reports the equally dreadful Axios. Soon-Shiong has said in meetings that he had put nearly $1 billion into the LA Times, the Axios report adds. He paid $500 million for the paper and related assets and has had to spend an estimated $300 million in additional cash over the last 5 years. That's $60 million annually, or $5 million monthly in losses. The Washington Post reportedly lost $100 million in 2023. That's more than $9 million a month. Staff cuts at both obscene outlets are a constant threat, especially at the LA Times, which just announced a massive number of layoffs. Why is this happening? Allow me to count the ways. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. The far-left Axios goes on to explain how the same problems are hitting outlets like CNN, which are still profitable. That includes CNN, where new CEO Mark Thompson unveiled his strategy in a memo Wednesday that carried the rallying cry, "We need to organize around the future, not the past. We need to recapture some of the swagger and innovation of the early CNN." What Axios fails to explain is why GLAAL is still profitable. The free market is not sustaining CNN. How could it? No one watches CNN. What sustains CNN are the 50 million morons who still subscribe to cable/satellite television. All 50 million subsidize CNN with a portion of their cable bill. This is called the carriage fee, and with the affirmative action of a carriage fee, CNN would have imploded into bankruptcy a decade ago. There is no way CNN could ever survive on merit, advertising rates based on viewership numbers. The threat to CNN is streaming. There was a time when more than 100 million households subsidized CNN through their cable bill. As Americans wise up and move to streaming, which is much cheaper, left-wing cable channels lose a fortune without those carriage fees. The corporate media are so unpopular and distrusted that they can no longer survive without billionaires or cable companies subsidizing them, or you stoops who still subscribe to cable making that possible. These people hate me just like they hate all normal people. I won't even pretend to play a violin over their woes. Breitbart News is hiring. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, Email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.